BDSM punishment story. Elizabeth's punishment. It had been a long day at work, and during the drive home, I tried to make myself relax, thinking of the evening I would spend eating dinner and then kissing and holding my darling Elizabeth. She and I had been living together for some 3 months now, and she had been my obedient submissive for 6. We loved one another very much and enjoyed playing all sorts of games together, but I was always careful not to treat her too roughly, for she was small and seemingly fragile, although in bed I knew how strong and aggressive she could be. We had settled into a comfortable routine in the evenings. I would come home to find dinner ready, and after eating, we would sit together for a while and talk. Then, if I didn't have any unfinished work that I had brought home with me, we might play together before heading off to bed. I was somewhat surprised, therefore, when I came home to find the house in a mess, and the odor of cooking food distinctly missing. I was immediately concerned that something had happened to her. So I quickly shut the door and called her name. "Coming," I heard her call from the interior of the house, and she quickly slipped into the living room, wearing a bright yellow floral dress I had never seen before. It molded to her body perfectly, stopping just above the knees. "See what I bought today, Master? Isn't it absolutely adorable?" She twirled around, smiling brightly. The dress was indeed lovely, and ascended her honey-colored hair and tawny skin. But all that went right by me. I felt the blood rush to my face, and my teeth clenched. "Where is dinner, pet?" I asked her ever so softly. She didn't seem to notice my growing anger at all. "Well, I didn't feel like cooking, and anyway, I thought you might want to take me out and show me off," she giggled as she came closer and reached for my tie. "Oh, you did you?" I whispered harshly as I grabbed her wrist and forced her eyes to meet mine. "And just when did we discuss this?" "Well, we didn't, but you haven't taken me out all week, and I'm tired of being cooped up here all the time." She looked me in the eye, her lower lip jutted out petulantly. "And, as I recall, we spoke about expenses, about how we both had to cut some corners. You are not to make any purchases without my permission." She looked at me defiantly. "Well, I haven't bought anything in days, and I'm tired of all that old stuff I wear. I thought you'd like it." Now my seething anger boiled over. "I don't like it at all, you little bitch. I thought you knew better than to do something like this. God!" I yanked her by the wrist over to the coffee table, where cups and magazines lay strewn, not in their accustomed order. I forced her to her knees and told her to wait. By now, she was starting to look worried. Some fear crept into her eyes. As well, it might, for I could not remember ever having been so angry with her. They say it's wrong to punish in the heat of anger, but I was beside myself, and this could not wait. I went to the closet and brought out several lengths of rope and a crop. The rope was of braided nylon, and the crop was long and flexible, with a narrow strap of leather on the end. It was, I knew, Elizabeth's least favorite implement. Her face grew pale as she saw me stalking towards her with it. "No, Master," she spoke in barely audible whispers. "Shut up, slut," I barked at her. "Don't make this any worse for you." With one motion of my arm, I swept the table clear, heedless of where the cups, magazines, and books flew. I then made her bend at the waist and lie across the table, her knees still on the floor and her new dress flowing around them. First one wrist, then the other, I tied to the far corners of the table, stretching her lithe form across it. I grabbed the skirt of her dress and pulled it up, exposing the curve of her ass bare beneath it. As I got ready to strike the first blow, she gave an involuntary wiggle and the skirt fell back down. I reached down and pulled it up even more roughly. "Please, master, my dress," she whimpered. Somehow, this just set me off anew. "Your dress," I bellowed. "I'll show you what I think of your precious little dress." I grabbed the neck of the garment with both hands and pulled hard with a loud rip. The dress tore apart down her back. "No," she wailed, heedless of her complaints. I continued tugging and tearing at it until the bright yellow dress lay around her nude body like a splash of sunlight. "It's time for you to learn your lesson, young lady," I said softly. I raised the crop and brought it down sharply across her ass. Instantly, a bright red streak leapt across the palest of her skin. Rather than assuage my anger, this only seemed to heighten it. I brought the crop down again and again, each stroke crisscrossing the last in a lattice of pain. I struck her bottom and her thighs, then started on her back. Although even in my anger, I avoided those places that I knew would bring permanent harm to my love. And all the while, she never cried out. At times, I thought I could hear her whimper or moan, but I was heedless of any entreats, real or imagined. By the time I stopped, her back, ass, and thighs were covered with red marks and welts. Never had I used her so badly, and yet I found myself with an almost painful erection. "Now, for your final lesson," I said. "What, master?" she whimpered, as though in a daze. I knelt behind her, drawing my member out of my pants. "I'll show you now," I said, thrusting hard into her. On the final word, driven my hardened cock deep inside her, she gasped as she took me inside of her. "Oh, God," she moaned as I plunged into her again and again without mercy. I was surprised to find that she was unbelievably wet, and I slid easily in and out of her. I pounded into her. My hands grabbed her hips. As I used her and took her, her cries rose with mine. Our voices blended together in passion and pain. Finally, I couldn't stand it anymore, and I burst inside of her and felt her muscles contract around me at the same time. Then, my anger and my passion spent. I looked down, and I saw, as if for the first time, what I had done to my love. Her lovely pale skin scored with the red marks of my anger. I cried out and quickly untied her. Falling onto the floor, I took her limp, sweat-drenched body into my arms. Tears of remorse sprang to my eyes as I kissed my love's Elizabeth's face again and again. I felt her hand curve around the back of my neck as she responded with kisses of her own. "Oh, my love," I said, "I am so sorry." "Master," she murmured, thank you. Thank you so much." I looked into her smiling eyes. "What do you mean, thank you?" "Oh, master, I've needed that for such a long time, but I just didn't know how to ask for it." "But your beautiful dress." I faltered, still not comprehending. She laughed and looked over at the ruined garment. "That old thing? Why, I haven't worn that in years. As understanding finally drawn on me, I began laughing too. We laughed and held one another, tears rolling down our faces. I kissed her over and over again. Then, still chuckling, I picked up my love and carried her to bed.